Greetings to you, enlightened listeners. Welcome back to the AOB Olagunju podcast, where our journey into managing the economy of your heart continues. I'm your host, AOB Olagunju, and in this third part, we immerse ourselves in the wisdom of Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Luke 6:45 provides us with a profound insight. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Let's dissect this wisdom and understand that your heart is a treasure chest, storing the abundance of your thoughts, beliefs, and emotions. From this treasure chest, you bring forth the actions and words that shape your life and impact those around you. Now, let's explore the concept that a good man brings forth good from the abundance of his heart. The goodness within you, cultivated through positive thoughts, compassion, and gratitude, becomes the wellspring from which positive actions and words naturally flow. Your internal economy, when rich with goodness, becomes a source of light and positivity. Conversely, consider the idea that an evil man brings forth evil from the abundance of his heart. This is a stark reminder that the nature of your mental economy has a direct correlation with the nature of your external expression. If your heart is laden with negativity, judgment, or fear, it will manifest in your actions and words. Building on this wisdom of Luke chapter 6, verse 45, let's discuss the profound truth that of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Your words are a direct reflection of the internal wealth or poverty within you. They are like echoes of the treasure hidden in the depths of your heart. As we journey through this episode, let's bear in mind that managing the economy of your heart requires a conscious effort to cultivate goodness, positivity, and abundance. Luke 6:45 serves as a guide, reminding us that the internal treasure within us shapes our external expressions. This concludes the third part of managing the economy of your heart, where we delve into the profound wisdom of Luke 6:45. In the final part, we will explore more practical strategies to enrich the treasure within your heart and foster a thriving internal economy. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey. Until next time, may the abundance of goodness within your heart illuminate your path and enrich your life. This is AOB Olagunju, signing off from the AOB Olagunju podcast.